She called him her.
What did they say?
You have another word?
Yeah.
Hog's heart fried in sugar molasses. What's that?
Sweetheart.
Would you call it that? Would you call him a sweetheart?
Yeah, sweetheart.
They do use that, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my okay. Sweetheart. Yes, I don't know.
And she is his what?
Sweetheart.
But there's another word. How's she?
She's
his.
Fiance.
All right. If they're about to get married, they would be. But he's going to see his. Tells his mother, I'm going to go over to see, and she's my.
She's my sweetheart. No, she's.
Well, how about a friend?
My girlfriend.
Would you call it that?
Yeah.
He can
go
say that.
Go and see my girlfriend.
He can say that. Okay. Well, a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. And his little brother says, you've been... What's the word?
Well...
He took it not on his collar, but he got it off on his handkerchief. What happened? What is
been,
in his...
He's been kissed.
Yeah, and the two of them together has been doing what?
Naked. That's what you'd say.
Naked and what else?
Smooching.
Smooching. Maybe we'll give you that idea. How about just kissing?
I've heard it.
Would you call kissing?
I could be that.
But smooching, would that be a word?
I guess that's what I hear them say now a lot.
Well, what did they used to say?
What did they say when you were a little girl?
Well, a bunch of that going on then this now. If it was, I didn't hear it.
And you shouldn't take part in it. When you and Walter were courting 100 years ago, what were you doing?
Well, you know, I just met him in May, in April. I met him in last April, and we married in November.
That's pretty fast, huh?
But,
and you were 17 or 16? 15?
Don't ask my age. And,
you said well, yesterday that you've soon been married 70 years. And you're a also yourself. You must have been 14 years old. You were, weren't you?
Well, not hardly.
Weren't hardly 14?
No.
You married?
No. We married 26 November, that's 14, 12 March.
Oh.
What about that?
Oh, I was a great big girl.
Well, I saw your picture of young.
You could have been a big girl, but you weren't a very grown up girl.
Yeah, I was in a way.
Why,
yeah.
13?
Would you like to
your
granddaughter get married at
13? Well, she met somebody. She said, much as I did my husband. That's all right. I wouldn't have changed it.
Would you ever been spooning? Did y'all ever use the word spooning?
Or, I've heard it.
Or bussing?
Yeah. Bussing, I've heard that too.
You've heard that. But you wouldn't use it lately. But would you use it when you were a girl?
No, I don't think so.
Then what did y'all do when you were a little girl?
I heard it. But I never did that. Well, you just won't ask me.
Now, this is off the record. I'm just curious. No, that's all right. I was just trying to find out what you and Walter did whenever you were kids.
Well, I tell you, if you want to know that bad, let's tell you. On Sunday evening before we married, Thursday, he kissed me.
Hey, your first time for him to kiss
that's
you?
The first time he
kissed. Well, that's wonderful. Y'all didn't just,
sir,
y'all weren't.
He didn't even get to put his arm on the back of the buggy when we was riding. I just thought that was wrong, and I believed it too. Still.
Well, that's good. You still do. I think a lot
I'm
of.
I'm still old fashioned.
I think a lot of marriages today, a lot of people. They get infatuated, and it's more lust than it is love. It's more of the opposite sex and body contact than it is for love for the personality and the person that they are. And I think there's some good ways back years ago. And you say y'all went courting how? In a buggy?
Yeah, we went in buggy. We were serious. We went in buggy then.
Buggy and what else?
We had series. If there's two couples, we went in series. You know, maybe that's called a...
Was that with the...
Two seats.
Sled? I know. Was that a sled pulling
no.
you? On wheels?
Two horses.
Two horses pulling the surrey, huh?
A surrey, we called them then.
Well, if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you say she did to him?